I like him as a guard.
Is there any center in him, or is that just kind of have to be kind of, just because he's an interior guy, he's just going to have to learn it?
He'd have to learn it. He snapped a little bit. I talked to him at the combine. He started practicing a little bit, but certainly like to have that flexibility with all the interior guys. So we'll probably play around with that a little bit. This kid is, plays low to the ground, keeps his feet in the ground. He's has excellent balance. His pad level is excellent. Does a terrific job in trapping and pulling. Very aware football player. You can clearly see on his tape is that he has a full understanding of his offense, launch points of the quarterback, where the running backs, rush lanes are. He has a very good grasp of what they're asking him to do and what the offensive scheme is asking him to do, and that's impressive for a young guy.
Why does a guy who can make you say all those things last this long, and I don't mean that to be true?
I don't know, but I'm happy, what the heck. I don't know. I can't answer that question, Vic, because I don't. That's something for somebody else to answer. I don't know.
So I don't know. Still good football players,
there's a lot of good football players. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of kids to choose from, and there's a lot of good football players. And I've always been one as a former free agent. There's a lot of good football players that don't get a chance to play. So I think there's plenty of good football players.
What kind of scheme has he been in there?
They do some zone. They do some shotgun running game schemes that are similar to ours. They do quite a bit more pulling, trapping, gap schemes. So they're pretty multiple. That's a great program they have there at Utah. And, they're very multiple in their approach and their offensive schemes. They'll attack you any way they can. And you kind of, not watching a whole – two seasons of them, but that's a good question because they do a variety of enough things in the films that I've seen that he covers all those aspects that you're looking for from a player.
Did you happen to see him on tape against Shear? He was playing against Shear.
Who is Shear?
Jabal Shear, second round pick of the Browns. They played Pitt in the opener, so he would have played against.
No, I did not watch the Pitt game. Mm-hmm. Well, he's very durable. He doesn't like to miss. I had a great interview with him at the combine. He's a very headstrong kid that certainly respects and understands the value of practice. He doesn't want to miss practice. He doesn't miss games. As far as that's concerned, a kid that's durable and is accountable is always a huge plus. I mean, it brings toughness into your room, and it shows that he can overcome little nagging things that happen to you and still perform at a high level. So I think that's very important.
James, this is our first chance to talk to you. What did you think of Derek Sherrod? What do you like about him? What excites you about him?
The thing with him is he's always on his feet. He plays the game fast. He has good play speed. He's another guy that, just the same as Caleb, is plays with very good awareness, understands the scheme that he's playing in, understands launch points of the quarterback, understands the movement game. So you can easily see those type of things with a player that, sometimes players can get lost and get locked onto someone. They can shift their body and get in position to pass block and to run block a little easier than others, and that's just overall awareness and understanding. And certainly with Derek, he has excellent length. He's explosive. He has room to grow also. This kid is not even close to how strong he's going to be, and he understands that. He's a very smart kid with a great attitude, very likable kid, and he's going to fit in terrific here, but just a heck of a football player.
40 time on Schlatteroff.
40 times. Maybe upstairs. I don't have that with me. I'm sorry.
He's been hurt all spring, right?
I don't know what his 40 time is, Bob. I don't know.